Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College.
The triple meltdown in Fukushima contaminated a great deal of water, some of which is still leaking into the ground and ocean. Lee Newman, professor of biotechnology and phytoremediation at the SUNY College of Environmental Science and Forestry, thinks some strains of algae might be instrumental in cleaning up the radioactive wastewater.
Scientists are again looking to biology rather than engineering technologies to solve emerging environmental problems. More and more decision makers are beginning to accept phytoremediation, which is the use of plants to clean up contaminated soil and water. We now know various plants and other organisms can clean up toxic waste like heavy metals, pesticides, chlorinated solvents, explosive compounds, and radioactive compounds. And now, Japanese scientists have identified a local species of microalgae that might be able to remove radioactive cesium out of the water contaminated in the triple meltdown of the Fukushima nuclear power plant. Severely damaged by an earthquake and tsunami in March 2011, plant operators have been building more metal storage containers for the radioactive cooling water still flowing from the damaged reactors. What to do with that water is undetermined. Researchers tested 200 species of microalgae and found a strain that was particularly good at collecting cesium. They have also located another marine plant that might remove strontium as well. That's the good news. The bad news is the owners of the plant are not supportive of the research. That's not surprising, as nuclear energy production is an industry where most of the people are engineers and are not familiar with biology. Also, while promising, the microalgae identified by the scientist is not a magic bullet for the treatment of contaminated water. Much more research is going to be necessary to quantify effectiveness under real-world conditions. Still, this catastrophe presents a golden opportunity if the power company and the Japanese government could look beyond engineering solutions and consider the efforts of these researchers. There is a lot of potential in plants for dealing with a problem badly in need of innovative solutions.
That was Lee Newman of the SUNY College of Environmental Science and Forestry.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.